Last week, we spoke with Linda Humby as she was weatherbound in Natwishish Labrador, waiting for the clouds to part so that she could accompany over 35 rescued dogs to their forever homes. The dogs are now on the island of Newfoundland, and with their arrival, VOCM News thought it was time to check in for one more update. Here, I'll speak with Maxina Hunt, Dr. Maxina Hunt. She's the founder of the North Atlantic Rescue Veterinary Services, one of the groups involved in the effort.
Our first trip was to Hopedale in 2016. We know people up there. We have connections up there. Natwishish had a problem again in, I think it was 2019. We were actually in Natwishish that springtime, and they had the crisis with the dogs, etc. This is a rescue operation, yes, but we're able to facilitate that. We're a veterinary group, but we also like to help out.
Where are the dogs now? What's the status?
The dogs are presently being quarantined at several of the SPCAs here on the island. These are SPCAs that don't have any dogs anyway. They will quarantine there for 2 weeks. Some of the dogs are very thin and need some feeding and extra care before they would go out to a new home.
Tell me a little bit about NERVS and, you know, just the orchestration that goes on in order to save these dogs.
The biggest thing was, I think, getting the... Natwishish doesn't have a pet store down the road where you can buy a dog kennel to ship the dog out. Everything has to be shipped in. So we had volunteers from that are actually part of the Snow Dogs group in St. John's helping us gathering up kennels. We actually had to purchase a whole bunch of kennels. There was a lot of financial donations that went towards that. Get the kennels to the airport. They can only take 10 at a time via PAL Airlines. And they also, Cornerbrook donated kennels as well. The Cornerbrook SPCA, they donated kennels. I had a bunch sitting ready to do this sort of thing in my garage, so they had to be shipped up to Gander, everything to then get all these kennels up to Natwishish, because you can't transport the dogs out of there without airline-approved kennels, because it's not safe for them and it's not safe for to have loose dogs in an airplane or that sort of thing, even though it is a charter. The charter had to be organized, and it's actually the community of Natwishish that covered for the cost of the charter. There's a lot of logistics to get top shelf.
What feeds your passion to do this? What drives you to keep going?
Oh, now you make me emotional. My own dog. Sorry, give me a moment. I look at him every day knowing that there are dogs like that that are having so much trouble. And it's... people are very passionate about their dogs. I'm very passionate about mine. These are lovely dogs that deserve a second chance at having a good home. The coast of Labrador is a very tough environment for man, woman, and dog. It's cold. They have limited supplies. They don't have enough. Have you seen how expensive things are in the grocery stores there? And Rigola itself had, they have troubles with their gas station, so they can't, the gas is limited, so they can't hunt to feed their dogs when they have problems with that. Food is limited and extremely expensive. A lot of these dogs in Natwishish in particular are strays. They're reproducing very efficiently, but then the puppies that result are often don't make it. We pick up dogs up in Natwishish that, you know, young dogs that, you know, that's it's a puppy, and where are the rest of them? They're probably dead because of the cold and the environment. It's tough for everybody. So trying to help out the community get control of their dog population helps not just the dogs. It helps the community with its own difficulties. Having dogs starving and continually having puppies is stressful, not just for the dogs, it's stressful for the people. So it's not just a veterinary problem or a welfare problem, it's a humanity problem. And I firmly believe that we need to help in these situations and try to make a difference.